Welcome everybody. Shir number 1556. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabban Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas Ben Moshe and Lerufur Shleim Elisheva Bas Yehudis Reizel. Getting back to the halachas of Muksa. Okay, we are still sort of in the middle of the introduction. In the Mishabura, actually, our Simen Shin Ches, the famous Simen Shin Ches. So we spoke about last time, just finishing off and moving on. We said that one, what we're going through the various different reasons of Moksa that the Mishabura brings down in his introduction. And that was that there are people who don't work or hang around or whatever the case might be. And we said, Lamais, the bottom line is, if we let them just, Chazal felt that if we just let them move things and do everything, talk the way they always do during the week and move things the way they do during the week, then there won't be any distinction from the during the week or Shabbos, right? Everybody knows when the people who work, right, you come home, and mamish, you feel, you know, you come home from the whole week, people are tired, whatever the case is, but they feel a Shabbos, they can feel a Shabbos more, but somebody who doesn't do anything at all, I'm not talking about somebody who learns during the week, obviously, that's a different story, but whatever, there are people as, you know, that they just, don't do very much during the week and comes Shabbos, so there's not much of a distinction whereby it's going to be recognizable that Shabbos is taka here. So therefore, that's another reason that we said Chazal instituted halachas of muksa. That's what he says. Just reading again from the introduction. Hashava b'chol adam, that in other words across the board not to move this or not to move that. Memnei devarim elu nagu be'isra tiltal v'asru shalai yitaltal adam b'shabbos ala kelim hatzarech lahem. Only certain things which are needed for them. Okay, so another interesting reason brings down the Mishabura, he brings the Ravid. He says, v'Ravid, it's an interesting time. Nas and Tam Shehu Gadol LaHitzah, that it's a protection one shouldn't come to carry. Very interesting. Shem Nata LaTaltol Kol Davar. In other words, if Chazal felt if you were going to let you carry everything, right, you could just move and carry everything, finish, and that's it. Yavay Alidezer Kam LaHitzim Rishus LaHayochid LaRishus Rabbim. Person is going to come to carry from one rishus to another. Obviously, which you're not allowed to do. So therefore, Chazal felt that you can't just move and carry anything you want. If that would be the case, people would come to carry from one rishus to another in cases whereby they are not supposed to be doing that. So the Dirish just brings down Rashi over there, who very interesting in Beya. The Gemara Beya, that Lamai said, it's a question, if you can think about it, it's good. So we said, so according to this reasoning, that we don't move muksa, in other words, this one reason that we don't move muksa, because we're afraid that the person might come to carry from rishus to rishus. So obviously the open question is, whatever, the things that you could move. So all those things you can't move, so you won't carry. But what about the things you could move, right? Food or whatever the case is, all the things that one is allowed to move, what about that? A person could still come to carry kli, right? The kli, we have kli shemalach del iser, kli shemalach del heter, which would be allowed. Kli shemalach del heter would be allowed. Kli shemalach del iser is not allowed, right? But kli shemalach del heter, you have food, you have many things that you could carry. So what about all that? This also should be a gezera. One might come to carry from one rishus to another. So, he brings Rashi, who says that Shein goes from Gezerah, Shein Roi Vatzibri, Yichaylim Lamed Ba, that Chazal are not going to make a Gezerah where, you know, in general, people can't keep it. They can't keep such a thing. It's just too hard. What are we going to say? That, you know, you can't move any food. You can't move anything at all. You're not allowed to be metaltal anything at all. It's impossible. There's a limit to what people could do. So therefore, Chazal said certain things could be moved, certain things can't. But when it comes to the point, that's what he's bringing Rashi. Shein goizrim gezer, shein roiv hatzibur, yichaylum lamed boy. That there might be some people out there that could withstand such a gezer. In other words, not even to move food, not to move anything, but be it as it may, I mean, it's within certain guidelines, but be it as it may, it's not something that people could do. So therefore, Chazal didn't make such a gezeri, like not to move anything, a gezeri you might come to carry. No, only certain things. So that's an interesting point to keep in mind. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah actually goes on to explain the various categories of, those are the various different reasons that the Mishnah Berurah brings down for muksa. Now he goes on to explain the various different categories as to what in muksa. There are various categories in muksa. We'll try and, obviously, Bezras Hashem, we'll see each one. And we'll see, first we'll go through the categories and explain them a little bit, and then we'll try and get into each one and see what halachas apply to each category. So we have in muksa itself, besides the categories, so you have the categories of muksa itself, and then we have certain guidelines which apply to all of muksa, and then there are certain guidelines which apply to only certain categories in muksa. So that's an interesting thing that we're going to see, that it's not all the guidelines, all the klolim in muksa, like how, if there's a way possibly to move, not with your hands, okay, we'll talk about all that. Does it apply to everything? Are there different levels of muksa? Are there certain parts of muksa that are stricter than others? So we'll see all that. So we'll first, starting next year, Bezrus Hashem, we'll try and set up the categories so that we know what categories of muksa are out there, and then we'll try and get into, as I say, the nitty-gritty and the details of each one and move on from there. As we've spoken about, muksa is a very large subject, and then we'll try and see many, many various different examples. Obviously, we have to see and there's various different examples, that there's various different machlekesin and different inyanim. Some felt certain things were muksa or not, and plus there are certain things which it's a machlekes as to what category itself it falls into, which could change the halacha in the movement or the carrying or whatever the case might be for that item. But we'll see all that, of course, in upcoming shiurim. Bezrat Hashem, thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha kol tov.